Shalom, and welcome to Torah to the People, a podcast from Temple Israel in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Rabbi Micah Greenstein. We hope you enjoy this selection of our sermons, classes, and conversations with inspiring people from across the Bluff City and around the world.
Imagine, if you will, a little girl in Columbia, Tennessee, never dreaming of the future that would await her in Memphis, a place where she found her Jewish life and a deep relationship with a congregational home. You should know the import of this moment to me. 2 years ago on Yom Kippur, I shared my Jewish journey, a story that began 41 years ago as the recipient of the Moses and Julia Plow Scholarship to Rhodes College. I had the privilege of meeting with Abe Plow to thank him for supporting my education. 2 years later, I was a student in the classroom of the civil rights giant, our very own Rabbi Wax. How lucky was I? Looking back, was it Beshert, my life intertwined with the history of Temple Israel? Abe Plow, Rabbi Wax, great shapers of the temple we love today. I feel the power of these moments as I stand here, honored to be elected 54th president of this great congregation. Thank you for your trust in me. It will be a privilege to work with you and our board of trustees during the next two exciting years. I accept this responsibility from a place of deep gratitude for everything that Temple has meant to my family and me for the last 30 years. Our children, Rachel and Jacob, are the committed Jews they are today because of Temple and the love they have felt from this community. This is our home, and you are our extended family. I will work to ensure that every member and every family at Temple feels the same sense of belonging and support that Temple feels like home. I also accept this honor because I have faith in our future, faith in the Jewish people, and faith in Temple Israel, and it is imperative for both to thrive. I do stand on the shoulders of giants, courageous presidents who've led us through adversity, secured our financial strength, and built with vision, all having faith in a vibrant future. I want to thank our four most recent presidents, Elkin Scheit, Mark Fogelman, Laurie Meskin, and Lee Mansberg. Our work together has helped prepare me for this moment. I am inspired by all of our past presidents for how tirelessly you continue to work for Temple, and I look forward to your guidance. And Paula Jacobson, that signature you put on Carrie's and my ketubah 31 years ago, I hope that was auspicious. Thank you. I'm especially grateful for the love and support of my family and friends who traveled to be here tonight from Nashville and Memphis to Los Angeles. Rachel and Jacob, you are my inspiration. Temple's new first gentleman, Kerry Rotter, deserves a special, deserves a special shout out, as do all presidential spouses. Kerry, thank you so much for your support and passion for Temple Israel. Friends, we have sacred work to do, and I ask you to be our partner. We are at the beginning of a new era, a historic moment. We were just emerging from the pandemic when October 7th forever changed us. The ongoing traumas of the Hamas war on Israel, widespread anti-Semitism, and recent attacks by Iran weigh heavily on us all. We shared an important Shabbat last weekend with three brave Israeli soldiers. We felt their pain and trauma. Do you remember what the young mother, Gat Golan, asked of us? Gat begged us to fight against the darkness, and fight we must. We cannot just survive. It is time for us to dream, to create a vision where Temple Israel and Jewish life flourish. We refuse to give up hope. A thriving Temple Israel is the hope. As a congregation tonight, we launch Vision 2026, Shaping Our Future Together. Remember these three words, vision, shaping, together. With Vision 2026, We will create a master plan to renew our campus and envision Temple not only as an inspirational place to worship, but also as a community hub for friends and families to gather, learn, play, and explore. We will ensure that Temple Israel is a thriving congregation, a vibrant community of belonging, and we will invest in this sacred place and in our congregation's future. As we approach Passover, I want to thank especially the amazing Judy Ringel, wife of our beloved past president Nick of blessed memory. Judy wrote the Haggadah of our lives, the children of Israel, the history of this great congregation. We cannot forget the lessons of this Haggadah and teach them to our children, and here is one. 2 years from now, in 2026, we'll celebrate the 50th anniversary of one of the most beautiful synagogue campuses in America. I challenge you to go back in time with me and consider the vision and courage it took in the early 70s to leave our historic downtown synagogue and move it to the suburbs. It was controversial, but forward-thinking and essential to our future well-being. Spurred on by the generosity of Abe Plow, a visionary team of Temple leaders and members raised the necessary funds by 1976 to create the campus we've enjoyed for 48 years. These champions of Temple set us on an important course that would forever shape our congregation, Jewish life in the South, and our position as a leading force for good in this community. They were shaping our future together. In the succeeding decades, Diane Rudner, Mr. Plow's granddaughter, lifelong Temple member and business leader, has carried on his legacy as an invaluable partner in helping envision our campus and congregation's future. Thank you, Diane. Your family's legacy and inspiration will endure for many generations to come. Okay, let's return to the present. We have an important opportunity and responsibility at this moment in Temple's history. The Plow Foundation has once again made it possible for us to be visionary with a generous gift to enhance and sustain this East Massey campus for the next 50 years. But we must ask ourselves, how does this space, this campus today, meet the needs of the next 50 years? To help guide us in one of the most important projects in our history, the Board of Trustees has engaged Collins Cooper and Carusi Architects, a nationally recognized firm with extensive experience in synagogue design and campus master plans. The architects have studied our campus and sought the input of over 70 Temple members from all demographics. Their findings were consistent with our strategic plan surveys. We've changed, and more specifically, how we connect with our Temple spaces has changed. But one truth remains constant. Our members, no matter their age, love this place and are committed to shaping its future. Unveiled tonight, the Campus Master Plan for Temple is a roadmap, a working guide to enhance our facilities and meet the needs of an engaged multi-generational membership. While the architects' renderings you've seen tonight are not final, they're subject to final cost estimates, they are within the realm of possibility and our donors' imagination. And I'm pleased to support that generous supporters of Temple Israel are already stepping up. The master plan will be implemented in phases, starting with the renewal and update of our worship spaces, our sanctuary and chapel, the heart of Temple Israel, also with the addition of an outdoor amphitheater for music and worship on the other side of this arc. COVID taught us how to use many spaces, enhancing our spiritual connection with nature. We hope to begin this work on December 1st in order to be complete by the High Holy Days of 2025. Phase two will feature a state-of-the-art renovation and expansion of our flagship Barbara K. Lippman Early Learning Center, one of Temple's most important gateways to Jewish life. As we prepare to celebrate the preschool's double high anniversary, we must prepare the facilities to meet the demands of a 21st century learning space so that each child is empowered to thrive and excel within its walls. Future phases will provide enhanced gathering spaces for members of all ages, and throughout these projects, We will also address important infrastructure needs such as outdated electrical, HVAC, and the roof to ensure that our wonderful campus is up to date and ready for the next 50 years. Laurie Meskin and I are grateful for the work of our steering committee, Billy Orgel, Nancy Robinson, Lee Mansberg, Mark Feinstone, Rabbis Greenstein, Dreyfus, and Levy, Mark Gullner, Scott Giles, Blair Trotz, and Laura Yacoubian. And I am thrilled to announce that our senior vice president, Helen Scheidt, will join Laurie as co-chair of our campus renewal. Thank you all for your conviction and passion for Temple Israel. Vision shaping together, these are our guiding words. We must build together with vision and faith in the future, just as our members did 50 years ago. As we embark on this important journey, we need you. Your generosity is crucial to ensuring the future of our temple, not just now, but for our children and their children. The second and equally important initiative of Vision 2026 is to ensure that Temple Israel is a thriving congregation, a vibrant community of belonging. This building is an important tool and should support our needs, but what makes a home is not just the physical space, but a strong and engaged community. We will lean further into our strategic plan, building on the success stories of tribes and family and youth engagement. But what else can we do to shape our future? Having been a member for 3 decades, served on the board for 8 years, and now in conversation with Temple presidents from across the country, I believe there are core questions that we as a community should seek to answer to define what it means to thrive. And here are a few. Do all of our members feel a sense of belonging? We are such a diverse congregation now. Jews who grew up at Temple or in the Reform movement, members raised in conservative or Orthodox homes, Jews by choice, the Jewish adjacent, often raising Jewish families. All Jews, no matter your skin color or your abilities, whom you love or how you vote. Look, I'm a Jew by choice, married to a nice boy who grew up at Baron Hirsch. We are but one example. As we continue to embrace our Reform values, Temple should be a welcoming home for every child, every adult. And I ask us to dig deep in this area for the health of this community. Every one of us needs to feel a sense of belonging in this congregation. Is our membership growing and engaged? This is a fragile and challenging time to be Jewish. Temple must be a beacon and refuge, an extended family, and feel like home to our members and prospective members. Did you know that 20% of our members joined within the last 5 years? Stop and hear that. If you think there aren't new or unaffiliated Jews in Memphis, think again. People are waiting to be asked to feel that they belong, and we need your help with this. How can we harness our collective strength to our deep value of Tikkun Olam to be a force for good in the community and the world? I am excited to share that a team of members is already working on a major initiative to be launched this fall with opportunities for us all to make a difference. Do we have a continuous and transparent pipeline for lay leadership? It is vital for Temple's future to build a robust pipeline of lay leaders and volunteers to sustain us from generation to generation. As for transparency, we must improve our communications, and you will hear from the board and me on a regular basis. We look forward to working with you and learning from you, and I am always up for a cup of coffee or a walk on our beautiful Temple Trail. And how do we celebrate joy in our congregational life? This one is not to be underestimated. Our tradition teaches that Simchas cannot be celebrated alone. It's not a private emotion. It is happiness shared, collective joy. Sharing the points of joy in our lives is imperative to thrive. The word Simcha is central to Moses' speeches in Deuteronomy, appearing 12 times. A key theme is the idea of a central sanctuary in the place the Lord your God will choose. Just recently, joy was personified here at Temple in our ELC, family Tu B'Shvat, and congregation-wide Purim celebrations. Tempo Music Festival on April 28th promises to be the next. Temple is our central sanctuary, a place to celebrate joy together. Let's not miss these moments in our sacred spaces. Finally, Vision 2026 is about all of us. It's about each of us, investing in the renewal of this sacred place and our congregation's future. We all have a choice, and choosing Judaism is one of the greatest gifts of my life. But we are threatened as Jews today. What is our response? Ensuring a vibrant Temple Israel is the only response. This is our moment, and perhaps one of the most important moments in our history. We must have vision, chazon. We must have vision, courage, and the faith to keep planting. I ask you to join us in this sacred work to ensure that Temple Israel and Jewish life thrive. We are the children of Israel, and it's time to write the next chapter. Let me know how you would like to help. And as we shape our future together, may our vision and labor take this congregation from strength to strength. Shabbat Shalom.